This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know there's a lot of football stuff happening today, and we've got plenty of time to get to that. But right now, let's continue with, well, Corey told me in the break to just admit it, the greatest tag team of all time. The Hardys are in studio. Now, we've got a couple of huge events coming to the Metroplex a week from Thursday. Thursday night, Impact on AMC. That's going to be live at the Curtis Colwell Center. And then two nights later, that's Saturday the 17th, the Genesis pay-per-view, again, at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. You get tickets at CurtisColwellCenter.com or go to TNAWrestling.com for more information. You guys have already given us match announcements, which is super cool. But you brought up in the last segment Michael P.S. Hayes. Now, around these parts, obviously, he's despised as one of the just no good free birds. But what's it like being in the Dallas area, which, I mean, maybe they don't match quite with Chicago, New York, or wherever, but I feel like we got a whole lot of great wrestling history here as well.
Yeah, back then, back in the day in the 80s, man, he was in there with the Von Erichs, and he was juking, and he didn't even know it, really.
Right.
I mean, I got the juke from him, from his little hand gesture, the moonwalk. So that's where I got to give him credit for the juke, man.
I mean, and then same question for you, the history of, are there certain markets you go into? And if so, what are those markets that you're like, man, I love to wrestle here because the crowds are pretty consistently pretty awesome?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'll say El Paso. We were just there. I mean, but Texas in general, anywhere in the South, I appreciate wrestling in the South. They buy in to more of what you're doing. You know, a lot of times you'll go in the Northeast if you're in New York or Connecticut or Massachusetts, sometimes the crowd go, well, I don't know, the work rate isn't quite strong enough. I wish they would have done a lot more high spots in that match. You know, and just that's not what wrestling is in its essence, in its core. It's not about that. It's about storytelling. You have a good guy and a bad guy, and you're trying to get people emotionally invested in these characters, and that's what it is. We kind of, wrestling has lost its way in some ways when it comes to that, but that is what it is, and it will always be that. It's very simple. It's a simple formula. And sure, you do a few more spicy moves, you dress it up a little bit, and we're two of the guys who've created that, you know, dressing it up, doing a little more, Twist of Fate, Swanton, everything else. But dude, I love being in an environment like you were talking about, World Class Championship Wrestling. There, it was such a heated rivalry between the Von Erichs and my and the Freebirds, my yeah. DS Hayes and crew. And it was great, man. Michael taught us more than anybody else ever has in wrestling. We do still call him our wrestling daddy. It's great seeing him. And we will always – we loved being in WWE and bouncing ideas off him. And he would give us great feedback to things. And he would come up with ideas. He's a really great out-of-the-box mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he really
absolutely. Out of the box. Absolutely. So you do not need – Corey to give you star rating reports after your matches here in Columbus.
Yeah, one thing I would recommend is you don't have to give me star ratings and you don't have to go on Cage Match to see what they rank me.
Okay, yeah. Do you think? And
it's
I know,
absurd.
I know for some people that's the
but
end.
I know
all.
For some people it's their thing, and I guess if that's your thing, that's fine. But like the way people have looked at that so broadly, like casual fans do not care about those things,
right?
Casual fans that tune in, and I think you want as many eyeballs on your product as possible.
Yep, yes.
That's what we're going to go for with TNA.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're going to go for at AMC. We want as many eyeballs as possible. We don't want to, like shoot for just like a small niche audience.
Yeah.
We want a broad audience. We want as many people as we can have. We want to expand the tent. We want everyone to come into the TNA tent.
Yeah. And do you think because of that, some people, some companies lose sight of the basic, I'm here to see good versus evil, or some variation of that. Like, I'm here for the story, as opposed to, well, that was 5 stars, so I love the match.
Yes, I think so. I think that's something that gets lost in translation a lot in this day and age.
Yeah.
The concept of good versus evil, we kind of chatted about this in the break here just a minute. Do you love when you see the good guy say, I'm changing a little bit, I'm turning, I'm gonna go be somebody else for a while, and I might come back to that, or I might be this forever? Is that just, you have to do that in the business?
I mean, it's like evolution. You know, we were talking about AMC and all their great shows. I don't know if you guys are Breaking Bad fans.
Oh, absolutely.
I wanted
for
to
sure.
know if your matches would be as good as the episode Ozymandias. That was my question.
We'll see if it gets the same amount of Rotten Tomatoes or stars. Rotten stars. Rotten Tomatoes.
Episode.
Star Tomatoes. But I was just going to say the transformation and evolution of the character Walter White in the Heisenberg was so amazing and so good. And, you know, even like him, you know, the character of Walter White Heisenberg, you know, it was 5 seasons and season 5 was almost 2 parts. It's almost 6. But I mean, you know, we've been wrestling now. We've been on TV for 28 years, almost 29. And that's full time. And the fact that we have been able to change and evolve is what you have to do to stay fresh, because, you know, it's hard to go 6 seasons or Dexter 8 seasons. You know, the character, you kind of done everything. You have to kind of like reset and have a different environment. Something has to be different. Something has to change. And that's what we do in pro wrestling. And I feel like part of the mastery of this is being able to do both at the highest level as a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah.
Something that's very important.
Do you see that? Do you see that transition ahead of time, or do you get to a point and you're like, all right, we got to do something now? Or are you like, no, we're planning it out a year in advance. We know we're going to make this kind of move at some point.
Yeah, sometimes you do that. Sometimes it's just almost of necessity, I feel like. You know, there was a point in time where Jeff and I, we reunited in TNA as the Hardy Boys, and we were kind of doing the traditional Hardy Boy shtick. We had this amazing series of matches with the Wolves and Team 3D, and we're finishing this up. And then I told Jeff, like, I think we need to change something now, because the people, they've seen this, and they want something different or new. And we've done that a few times. Jeff had changed into the Antichrist and of pro wrestling and went all out to be a heel as much as possible. He is like John Cena. He's a guy that would really be hard to turn full-fledged heel. I don't think it would happen. But me, I said, I want to go a different direction. I said, I did Big Money Matt in Ring of Honor for a little while, and I think if we split and I do that and I like freshen things up a little bit, and then I segued into Broken Matt, and that it totally gave our career, and he became Brother Nero, and it totally rejuvenated us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a fresh start, and we were popular all over again. And then people who had never heard of us before, like, oh my God, this Broken Matt, Brother Nero stuff's so cool. What did these guys do in the past? Oh my God, look at this. They had these TLC matches. They had this tag team ladder match, these stable matches, you know, and then they discover us that way. But the important thing in pro wrestling is you have to continue to stay fresh. You have to continue to put a fresh coat of paint on every so often.
Yeah, there's so much potential in me somewhere in that in-between realm of good and bad that I think I'm going to hit in 2026, man, because I'm very excited about that. But yeah, there's so many things that the pro wrestling universe and world haven't seen that are possible, like that potential that's kind of built up inside of me. So I'm excited to express that this year.
And that's got to be fun too, as you know, doing it, coming up with new ways to do it. I'm a good guy. Kevin, you would say that?
Yeah,
I got this
absolutely.
Good guy quality. Yeah. One day I came on air and hung up on every caller on purpose. And everybody's like, what's happening right now? And they were freaking out. And I was like, man, this is kind of fun to be bad just a little bit.
That was my favorite day.
He's turned me.
That was my favorite day, absolutely. Now, you mentioned Team 3D, the Dudleys. What did it mean for y'all to be able to have that match at Bound for Glory in their final match? They take off their boots and everything. What did that mean for maybe all four of y'all?
We had no idea. At Slammiversary, after, oh my gosh, I finally got to do the Fear Factor ladder, you know, and we won the titles back, and we had no idea that Bully Bubba was going to come out, man. But when he does, oh my God, is this real? This is really going to happen? And leading up to it, man, yeah, it was such a, I mean, I felt like it was a flawless performance on both parts. I thought it was done extremely well and super proud of it.
It was special, and D-Von had health issues, and we knew D-Von was going to retire. We knew this was going to be his last match. He had trained, and he'd got cleared from his doc, everything else. He'd worked really hard to get as healthy as he possibly could, and we tried to protect him. Jeff actually ended up busting his head on the ladder trying to protect D-Von when you put him through the table.
Yeah.
But long story short, we had a magical match with those guys. They went out on their own terms, and we did not know that they were going to take their boots off and give them to us in the ring. So that was an emotional moment, and like we felt it as well, which adds to the emotion of the moment as well. I love the fact that they didn't tell us. They had that in their mind they were going to do it. So I was really proud of that match. The Dudleys are one of our great career rivals, and I'm really happy they got to go out on their own terms.
Now, of course, in the interim, Bully being Bully, he said, legacy is very simple. We're the most successful tag team that has ever lived. How do you think the Hardys legacy stands up to the Dudleys?
Well, that was part of the stipulation of this match. They had to like shake our hands and say, you guys are the GOATs. You guys are the greatest of all time. So they did in that instant, you know, and once again, I've said we are by far the most popular. We've sold the most merch of any tag team. We're the most influential. And the Dudleys, they can say they're the most decorated because they've held a few more tag team titles than us. But also, we're not done, baby. We got a lot of time left.
That is a good
and
point.
You were talking about those changes and those evolutions, what Jeff said, something in the middle of the road. I really think this rivalry we have with the Righteous, they're very unique characters, and they're saying like, hey, you can ascend even higher. You can be immortal. You guys are the greatest of all time. You are the GOATs, and we just want to learn from you. We want to ascend with you. I think this could be a bridge into myself and Jeff kind of buying into, we are the greatest of all time, and we know it, and we're going to stand on it 10 toes. And I think there's something there that we could go into that could be a fresh coat of paint for the Hardys.
Yeah, it feels like going around telling everybody that you're the best is a good way to
give
people to buy. Look,
puff the chest. Dude,
buy tickets to support you. Buy tickets because they want to see you get your ass kicked. Either way, as long as they're buying tickets. Now, we talked about this a little bit off air, and it's kind of funny the way you describe that is in your outside the ring life. Jeff, I was wondering if you would be willing to talk to us about your journey with faith, because you've been really open about the ups and downs. Both of y'all have throughout your life, and I bet the audience really appreciates that. What has the last year, the last whatever, meant to you in terms of that life change?
Oh, every time I've, through getting in trouble, been forced to like have to get sober, every time I've gotten sober, I've got closer to God, and this time we are kind of one. You know, I spend a lot of time with God out in nature, man. I meditate a lot, and through prayer, I believe in, you know, it's helped me along the way. It's always been there for me when I reconnect with it through sobriety, because sobriety is a superpower, and so is faith, and I'm using it to the best of my ability here today.
Now, and I wanted to ask you, for your fans that have been supportive, I'm one of those people who at times have been mad, I apologize, for some of those things. I'm like, dang it, Jeff, I've been here supporting you. Do you get that? And do you find that people are forgiving over the years? They're like, all right, I know you're doing your best. Good job, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think one of the biggest things I think I've overcome in 2025 is forgiving myself, because that guilt,
that's
you know,
be tough.
And you can, man, that can kill you, man, if you let it. So I think I know I've finally forgiven myself, because that's a big part of it, you know, but still you're going to have all those thoughts, especially me being a wrestler and all the mistakes over the years. But I think that's also a huge and powerful thing that connects me with so many people out there struggling, and there'll be so many people that I'll never meet, and to know that I've helped somebody, man, is a superpower again within me.
Well, what would be both of y'all your other messages to, maybe if there's somebody listening out there right now, they're like, Yeah, but they're super famous. They can overcome it. I can't do it. Like, what would be y'all's message for people that are struggling at any level with any different number of things?
Go ahead.
Oh, I would just say if you have health, man, overall, just think about how blessed and lucky you are just to have, like, good health. And it's just not complain about the smallest things, man. It could be so – a good way to look at everything from my perspective too is it could be so much worse. And, you know, I find myself saying that all the time when something, like, bugs me. Oh, my God, it could be so much worse. I am so blessed. We are so blessed to still be as active as we are. In pro wrestling. And I think my faith over the years, we were young when our mother passed away, and she's kind of played a God role in my life ever since that day. And I remember looking at the sky at her funeral and going, knowing it was going to be okay. Like, I'm going to have a parent on both sides, you know, in the spirit realm and here on earth. And our dad raised us to get to where we are now. And oh my God, I was with him to the very end. But now my human creators are together again out there in the stars, man, and they've helped us every step of the way.
And one thing I would say to anyone, I mean, we have both been through it. And if you have air in your body and if you are healthy, as he said, I mean, tomorrow's a new day. And a new day can be a new beginning for every single person. A new year just started. Make 2026 your year. You know what I mean? I believe as long as you're healthy, as long as there is air in your body and there is breath coming out of your lungs and your heart's pumping, you can always start anew. You always can. I mean, you can always come back. You can always change. Don't ever get discouraged that you can't change because you can. You can make it happen.
I agree with that just a million percent. Now, new year, obviously looping it all the way back around to TNA just a couple months ago. I think it was at Bound for Glory. Chris Jericho said, well, this sure does look like the number two company in the country. And that felt like a big compliment. I know number one's always the best, but it feels like number two is the goal right here, right now. For people that have maybe never seen a TNA show and they're like, oh man, maybe Garland's pretty close to me. Like, why would you encourage people, whether it's Thursday for the first ever live Impact on AMC or the pay-per-view 2 days later, Genesis, why would you encourage people to go check this out?
I mean, they're both going to be loaded with great matches from top to bottom. I can tell you that already. I'm familiar with the cards of both of them right now. And there's also going to be some guest surprises at both of these shows. And it's very cool that we have this partnership with WWE now, which opens up a lot of doors, right, especially considering we're on AMC. And, you know, it's funny you said that. On my podcast, The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, which drops every Friday, I actually just did bold predictions for this year. And I do think by the end of this year, by the end of 2026, I think that TNA is going in, especially from a perception value. I think it is going to challenge AEW for the number two slot in North America. You know, we don't have the money they have. We don't have the media deal they have or whatever. But, like, we have so much heart and soul, and we have people that are willing to work hard. And there are no egos in the locker room. This is an amazing locker room. Everyone's working for the greater good. It's going to be a big year. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals the fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back because we're on AMC that everyone can get now, you know, and that is vital to our success.
I've got a lot of big ideas too, man. I think we need to get a Tesla robot to carry all of our championships to the ring because we've got so many. It's hard for us to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we
actually need to go out in goat pastures and start cutting badass promos, man.
Yeah, no, you're right.
We're going to lean into this goat
where people are going to go like, oh my God, are they being pricks? You know, but then they go, hold up. Well, they are still kind of nice. So they're pretty cool.
Sure.
I think there's a very fun middle ground.
That's the middle ground.
That's the middle ground you're talking about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, look, we're giving away tickets to the Thursday show, the first live impact on AMC a week from Thursday. But if you don't win, we'll be doing that all week. TNAWrestling.com, tickets.curtiscolwellcenter.com. Thursday, Saturday, next week at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. It is a great venue
awesome
for wrestling.
Venue.
That is so true. The 15th and the 17th, guys, go check it out. Man, we appreciate y'all giving us so much of your time. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, man. So we had a blast chatting with you.
Love it. All right, there you go. Matt and Jeff, the Hardys. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will dive back into football. Dallas Cowboys, thank you, and no thank you notes after closing out the season the correct way. Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we had a great opportunity to talk to the Hardys for a huge block of time. They were super great, and we talked about all kinds of stuff off air as well. We're going to remind you, next Thursday, January 15th, Thursday Night Impact Live on AMC, and we're going to be doing the ticket giveaway for that all week long. And then the 17th, they're going to do the Genesis pay-per-view at the Curtis Colwell Center. But there's a lot of other football goings on. We're going to do some Dallas Cowboys thank you, no thank you notes. But first, they call it Black Monday for a reason. Apparently, another head coach has been canned.
The Cardinals have moved on from Jonathan Gannon. So, you know, I'm very interested in what's going on there because, obviously, their former number one overall pick.
Right.
Kyler Murray, what's his situation with the club?
Can I ask you a question about that? Do you think this could be a scenario similar to the Raiders where a new head coach is going to come in and we'll have a new quarterback to boot?
It's as a coach.
Maybe
as
more from Oregon?
As a head coach, you want to tie yourself to a quarterback. Like, that's just the reality of it. And for the sake, I mean, because that gives you 3 years-ish whenever you tie yourself to a young quarterback that needs time to grow. Because what's going to happen? First year might be a little bit of struggle. They show some signs of, hey, they can do something. And then the second year, maybe they pop. And then the third year, all right, this is decision time. And so, like, that's where I feel that kind of goes hand in hand. So that's one thing. Kevin also tested today on Cam Ward's shoulder, showed he has a sprained AC joint.
Okay.
Doctors do not believe he needs surgery as he heads into the start of the offseason.
Because that feels like that would have been a real, not progress stopper, but
for
like
sure.
slower downer is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, and whoever their new head coach is going to be,
yeah.
Maybe he can help slower downer. But whoever that next head coach is going to be has to do work with him this offseason.
Right.
Get him in the right program. Get them on the same page.
Now, people are asking, and Alec, thank you for going along with this. We did end up moving AM on the FM to 1240 today because of a different schedule with, we've already had Max Christie, we've had the Hardys. It's been a busy freaking day. So let's do some Dallas Cowboys thank you, no thank you notes after, as I say, closing out the season the correct way. I'm sure a lot of people will not agree with that, but I think it was the correct way. It is crazy to think about how much people talk about this being a dysfunctional organization, and I totally get why people say that. This is the first time since 2000 to 2002 the Cowboys have had back-to-back losing seasons. And so that's the issue I always have when people say the Cowboys are the worst organization. I'm like, well, that's just silly. They're clearly not. They might be the most mediocre organization, but they're not the worst. For whatever that's worth. I don't know if that's like a ringing endorsement of the Cowboys, but I guess...
They're mediocre.
Yeah.
But they're not the
Thanks
worst.
Thanks for not being the worst, but no thank you for being the most mediocre.
Well, and that's the thing is they've hovered between mediocre, sub-mediocre, and above mediocre.
Right.
But they've never gone full either way. Right? Like they've always kind of been in this window of, yeah, they can beat the mediocre teams and the sub-mediocre teams, but not the good teams. Or,
right.
man, they can't even beat the mediocre teams. And that doesn't just go like that chart that I created this year, that chart's been out there for a long time on this Cowboys organization. And that's a frustrating thing. So I understand where you're trying to make it feel a little easier, but it doesn't.
Because yeah.
it feels like, was it Mike Fisher that created the treadmill of mediocrity?
Right.
It feels like you are kind of stuck in that place of how do we get out of it? And the leadership, you question whether or not they know how to get out of it. Because they've over their time, they haven't done anything but that. So you're balancing that act back and forth, and I don't love it so much. I'll say thank you to Jadeveon Clowney for getting his 3 sacks. We'll talk about him at 1 o'clock also. But I have a question about
him. Is he going to be in the misses, Alec? I feel like Jadeveon Clowney's going to be a miss. Oh, I don't like it. And it didn't even happen yet. I don't like it. Didn't even happen yet.
My question, though, is because I was listening to the post-game show yesterday with Woolchuck and Broadus, as everybody should do. And they were having that discussion of who's back already, you know, kind of having that
sure.
Old Yeller conversation
sure.
and everything. And Jadeveon Clowney, I've felt like for the last 5 years, he's kind of been a hired mercenary every step
yeah.
of the way. Maybe he's at a point where he's like, I'm tired of that. I want to find a home to finish my career. And the Cowboys is where I want to be. Cost effective wise, Kevin, we'll have to go through that. But did he show me enough leadership on the defensive side of the ball this year to say, I have to have that guy back? Or is it, you know, he's a good player and I like to have talent?
I think it's that second one. And I think it's the fact that he can rush the passer and kind of contain the edge
yes.
or help stop the run,
mm-hmm.
which you don't really have that.
Right. Yes. No, you do not.
Unfortunately.
No. Yeah. You have a lot of work to do to get to that. And so that's where I liked what I got, but I just, maybe it is one of those, I just don't feel like he's ours. Maybe I probably feel more like
okay.
Javonte, like Javonte is ours than I do him.
I totally get that. Can I tell you, I'm going to go back 2 weeks to something Clowney said that might change your mind. Or it changed my mind a little bit, I guess I'll say. Is he talked about like maybe wanting to get it going a little bit earlier. And he was like, I feel like I had some rust in these first few games. I would love to knock that off. And now it might be a scenario
where,
yeah, being at camp and stuff like that. And I'm not saying you're going to be like, oh, Jadeveon Clowney is ours. But maybe it could take a step towards the fan base embracing him even more.
Okay. I can get down with that. It felt like, again, not camp part. Feels like a hired mercenary. Feels like,
yeah.
hey, look, we know we need this. I'll wait until you're all ready. He comes into camp. He's like, look, I know where teams and organizations are built. And it's built in the relationships
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
You build those, and then you all get on the same page together. So maybe that could be a thing that I could root for right there.
From the 469, ooh, no thank you to the Cowboys. In my work pick'em, I ended 1 point behind the lead because I thought that even with Dak and the starters playing a half, the Cowboys would surely beat the terrible Giants. And then that kind of goes along with this. From the 832, Kevin, I'm a little bit behind, but I think it's crazy that teams like the Giants wouldn't work harder to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
They could have gotten the number one pick and then traded out and hopefully built up assets for a Super Bowl powerhouse. That perplexes me too, especially since the Raiders won yesterday. You can go back and now the Giants, I think, are picking fifth. But in the moment, it's kind of the, I think it was Max Crosby who said this. He was like, hey man, I don't give a damn about the draft
yes.
pick. Like,
yeah.
I'm going out there and Jadeveon Clowney, like, I'm paid. I'm a professional, and I'm going to go out there and play my best. And so I think that's the thing, is you can have all the ideas in the world. Like, to me, it was playing younger players. All right, well, Jaden Blue looked pretty good out there. Now, I know you lost the game, but, like, what if you would have won because of Mafah and Jaden Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't get that mad at it because I'm like, well, I wanted you to play younger players, and you did, and it turned out they played really well. Like, I can't be upset
mm-hmm.
with that,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, the and somebody said the R's thing doesn't resonate with me. Figure out a way to win, which should include free agents, drafting mercenaries. Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you on that completely. I do add in, this, like, there seems to be, and that's not where I am right now. Whenever it's your guy, you're like, oh, he's part of the fabric. He's part of the thing that we can build on.
Right.
And that's what I mean is I don't know if I believe that Clowney is a thing to build on or just a piece you bring in. for 1 year at a time. But maybe he is a thing that, because somebody was saying he was the one yelling yesterday to decline the penalty so that Raku could get the sack yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, he's looking out for that. I did love seeing the guy saying, hey, give us that football. We need the football. Jaden Blue got a touchdown.
Okay, how do you feel about Donovan Ezeraku? Because I could see a no thank you note for getting kicked out, especially from Bobby. But on the flip side, do you give a thank you note to, hey, I'm glad that you give a damn?
You
want players in Week 18 that give a damn.
I want to see some fire out of him, obviously. I want to see that growth. I feel like we did see the growth this year out of him. And yeah, he did care. He was fired up about it. Kevin, I feel like we kind of set the bar at 4. Somewhere in that number, and
yeah.
People were like, if he doesn't get 6, it's ridiculous. And I was like, he'll be lucky to get 3. And I think that proved itself yet again this year. Keep an eye on that. Don't rush these pass rushers into 12 sacks. It doesn't happen that frequently always.
You know, I don't know if you've ever heard somebody say
that. But I was right again, so.
But the great Tom Landry once said, that you need to give a defensive lineman 3 years. Unless you have a defensive lineman in his third year that is clearly not good, and then you could just move on from him like Mozzie Smith. I don't think Tom Landry said that last part, but the rest of it stays firm. No thank you note to the Cowboys for continuing to be awful with the penalties. So they came into this game with the second most penalties in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's gotten enough play this year because of how like disappointing or up and down the Cowboys season has been.
You're already piling on.
Yeah, you got new players, you got a new coach, still lots of penalties. You were second most in penalties going into this game. And then what happened? You had 9 penalties for 94 yards. So no thank you to general Cowboys organization for continuing to get penalized all over the place.
They're still a very undisciplined team. And Kevin, that was something we thought was supposed to be changed with the culture. And you're still hearing about culture,
yeah.
Even though people say that it's not that important. But like people, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
The discipline part of it. If everybody in that room slaps the dude that goes, hey, man, you're the reason we jumped off sides. That dude might not jump off sides next time because he's scared to do it. The accountability part of it. It's still an undisciplined team.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm trying to decide how to phrase this right. No thank you note to the Cowboys for doing a sell job of smoke and mirrors about how important this game was.
Right.
I'm going to go back to CeeDee Lamb. This was before this game. I know CeeDee Lamb doesn't control like the play calls and everything like that. I realize that. I believe momentum is real. I will say it's going to be a long offseason with a lot of different things going on, but I do feel like if we go out here and play in dominant fashion, it can propel into next season. All right, so does that mean that the Cowboys are already behind going into the offseason? Because you got your ass kicked, and then CeeDee Lamb had 1 catch for 4 yards.
Yeah.
And again, I realize he's not like calling the plays or necessarily dictating who gets all the playing time, but
right.
Just across the board, this organization was like, oh, it's so important. You're losing at halftime, and they're like, who cares?
Yeah, I'm 1,000% with you. I didn't feel like they gave justice to what they said. They had a plan. They were just trying to keep you hooked for just a little bit longer. That being said, I will say thank you to the rookie running backs for both getting touchdowns.
Yes.
Congratulations to both rookie running backs for getting that. I have high hopes for Phil Maffa down the road. But as Jerry Jones has told us, he told Christy Scales, these guys, we got to see if they can block and protect that quarterback.
So on the fumble with the botched exchange, maybe stepped on foot, I didn't see.
He missed.
Okay.
He was not stepped on. He just missed his footing.
So I didn't see the play as it happened straight away. I had to watch a replay. I thought they handed the ball to Phil Maffa and he immediately fumbled. And I was like, son of a gun. But then when I watched it back, I was like, okay, well, Dak's not going to lose his job on the team. We're going to be just fine.
You know, I was curious about, and I know we got time here. I was curious, when he did almost fumble, was that Schottenheimer going, dadgummit, I can't trust this rookie. And then he finds out it's not a fumble, but it's now stuck in your head, right? Like, oh, we had to go through this and maybe it wasn't. The forgiveness part of it, you got to go back and be like, oh, he didn't fumble. And I don't need to put that on him. I think that's something that I hope it doesn't play with him very, very much longer.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. Look, there are plenty of other no thank you and thank you notes we can probably work in here or there. But we'll continue that in the next segment, as well as it's time for Gridiron Gravy. A huge NFL record goes down, and so does a more obscure one. Next on The Fan.
First down. Burrow, he's under pressure. He's sacked. And there it is, a record that has stood nearly a quarter of a century has a new leader as 30-year-old Myles Garrett records his NFL record 23rd sack of the year.
I don't know why, but is it weird that he said he was 30 years old while he's talking about setting the record? I don't know, because that doesn't feel like a weird age. If he was 42, I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. But
did he say the record was 30 years old?
No,
31 years
old? He said, so
30-year-old
Myles Garrett breaks the record.
All right. How old was the record?
The record's just a few years old when it last got tied, and Strahan's was like 20 years ago, maybe?
I feel like it was 31 years, Kevin. He wasn't even alive whenever that record was started.
Okay, I don't think that's right.
We'll see.
But
we'll find out.
I guess we will find out. Thanks a lot, Corey. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and sip it.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess it's a little early to sip, but
so
let us know if you're sipping right now.
5 o'clock somewhere.
That's a good point. He breaks the record, and then they stop the game. And Zach Taylor, who, by the way, we found out today, gets to keep his job. Maybe it was because of this rant. He said, quote, "There's 5 minutes left in our season. We're playing for our lives here. I was never told we were going to stop the game. In a critical moment like that, the refs just said they made a decision that we're going to stop the game. They said they tried to do it as quickly as possible. I didn't feel that." So the Bengals were behind 17-12 with 5 minutes and 16 seconds left when Garrett got the sack. Do you have an issue with the game being stopped in that moment?
Oh, man. I don't. It is a single-season thing, though. Like, Cal Ripken doing the thing that he did, that was a lifetime career thing.
And it felt like everyone who showed up to that game was there for that exact reason.
Yeah, they were like, good gosh, we've waited this long. Jeez. And after all those things that you've done. I don't mind it so much. I do think that everybody involved should know. I think that the coach should know, hey, if this does happen, we are going to stop the game. Because now, dude, I would plan. I would be like, dude, in that time, I'm going to plan this.
Right.
You know, something like that. So I understand where he's coming from. I'd like to know for sure. But, you know, the NFL does whatever it wants.
That actually is very true. That's really difficult to dispute. All right. Let's go from that to maybe a lesser-known record. Cam Little, the Jaguars kicker, kicked a 67-yard field goal. He now holds the longest 2 field goals in NFL history at 68 and 67. But also, 67 broke the record for the longest outdoor field goal in NFL history.
Whoa!
I don't know if you cared about that, but he
does
now,
that matter?
Nah, I mean, if you're him, because you can go, I hold the record for longest indoor field goal, longest outdoor field goal, 2 longest field goals ever. And I'd be like, wait, aren't those the same 2? And he'd say, shut up!
Wow, yeah. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, having the 1 is the only thing that matters.
Sure.
But being the dude that has both of those is kind of it's like having the, you know, 2 different wrestling belts.
That's
right. You're like, not only am I a tag team champion, I'm also the Intercontinental
That's happened.
Champion.
It's happened before. I think it'd be more interesting if it was somebody different and he's like, I did it. I set the outdoor field goal record. And just every time he's like, I did it. I have the longest outdoor field goal of all time in the NFL. But seriously, Cam Little, that leg is ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it these new footballs that they're allowing them to have for 3 weeks before they kick?
Man, listen to you.
Oh, man.
Are you usually the person who supports people's achievements and I'm here to undercut it? What's happening?
New year, new me, Kevin.
Oh, no.
You know, that was the 2025 version of Corey.
Now in 24 and 23, it was the version I knew for a really long time.
He'll come back.
It's, we've known each other too long for you to change.
Okay.
All right. It's just like meeting new people. I was like, nah, I got it. I know enough people. All right. So, Alex, you're in a different phase in your life. You can meet new people now. Once you get to our age, that's I didn't need to meet new people.
Oh, jeez.
My wife is always encouraging us to meet new people and make new friends. I'm like, why? I know enough people.
I know exactly the friends that I have. I love them so much. I only have so much love, I feel.
Sure.
Now, I have a new person, am I going to take away from the love that I had?
That's a good point.
I will add, though, because this is interesting, because we'll Alec has been working with us for over a year now. And he's
good
made his. He's made
I
his.
Like...
That's what I said over a year, Kevin.
Technically correct. What's wrong? Technically correct.
And so, like, the, you know, he's made his way into my heart, you know? So this is a thing where I didn't expect this kind of love, you know? This is new to me. So, Kevin, maybe there is space for new friends.
Now, you know the way my wife and I describe it? We each love each other the same percentage based on our love units. She just has way more love units than I do because I have way more hate units in my heart.
So you, let's say she has 100 love units.
Yeah.
You have
4.
Okay, 4. But you maximize those 4 for her.
Yeah, but we love each other the same percentage of that number because she'll be like, do you think I love you more? And I'll say yes, but that's just because you have so many more love units.
I'm glad y'all have had that talk.
All right, let's go from that to the Raiders. Now, the Raiders, they fired their head coach today, but they also clinched the number one pick in the draft, and people started chanting, we want Mendoza. So, look, Fernando Mendoza seems like the nicest human being in all of college sports. I'm very concerned about his spirit and personality getting broken in Las Vegas and turning into somebody like me, who's very cynical
Dude,
and sarcastic.
That's actually fascinating, because doesn't he kind of fit the mold of Tom Brady?
Tall, I can see lanky. That. And Tom Brady said he loves his game.
Yeah, like he does all these right things, the work that he puts in off the field, the work that he puts into the group that he's working with. He fits Tom Brady perfectly to be like the, hey, I'm going to take my soul out of my body and install it into yours so I can continue to live, is what Tom Brady's going to try to do.
Makes I feel like I saw this
now.
Movie.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock right now. It's not very good. It's called Him. That's a general outlay of...
Oh, I've heard of it. I didn't know that was the thing, the way that it went.
It's not exactly like that, but that's kind of
it's
the
like,
idea.
Let me install my soul into you so that I can continue to live. But I could see Mendoza being the same kind of guy.
It's
they
not
just got to find the right coach.
It's not great. Hey, the dream scenario, well, probably not for the Bucks, that we talked about a week and a half ago did in fact take place. The Falcons defeated the Saints 19-17. So even though the Bucs did beat the Panthers, it didn't matter because there was a three-way tie atop the NFC South, which means the Carolina Panthers win the division. They are going to be in the postseason for the first time since 2019 and claim their first divisional crown in 10 years. Are you proud of them, or the fact that they had a losing record, does that undercut that success?
Well, somebody always gets bucked in a three-way tie, Kevin. That's what's always true there. I'm actually proud of the Panthers, even though it is weird to have that that record. But nobody expected them to be at this point right now.
Agreed.
In the playoffs.
Agreed.
With this, and I think that the combination of Bryce Young and Tetteroa McMillan is going to be something that people are like, oh, why didn't I watch more of this year?
And it looks like McMillan is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. By the way, we've talked about some of the firings, but Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard will return to the Colts in 2026, which I think makes sense. I mean, they were on a roll. They hit injury with their quarterback. But what's really fascinating about it is you hear more and more that they think Daniel Jones is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if not for that injury, we would have kept rolling on. So there's
that. I think
you
should go back and look at how things were going before.
Hey, tell them. Don't tell me.
Yeah, not you. No, I'm saying them for sure.
And then also, word is NFL teams are reportedly interested in Philip Rivers as a potential head coach. So when we talk about all these other things, take a look at Phillip Rivers maybe transitioning from coming back after 5 years to just jumping over and being a head coach.
Well, I mean, he's a high school coach. And he runs that Indianapolis offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in practice. But, man, that's going to be so weird to see, like, Shoddy out there dropping F-bombs and then him dropping out there, dropping dadgummit and shoot.
I changed my mind. He should be the Raiders' next coach. Because if you listen to the way Mendoza talks, it is very similar to that. You'll have the most G-rated NFL team you've ever seen. In the Raiders.
How brand would that be?
So I don't know if the fans will embrace him if they're like, well, golly, fellas, we got to do better. I don't know if the fan base would embrace that, but I think they should. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Plus, nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but maybe if you have a foolish commissioner, today we do. So let's hear those triumphs and tumbles next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.